Our orange farmers are in strife. They've survived drought and COVID, and now the health rating of orange juice has been slashed. The 5-star rating on juice bottles has been cut in half to the same health rating as Diet Coke. On the line, veteran juice farmer from Moree in New South Wales, Dick Estens. G'day, Dick.
Morning, Ben.
So your orange juice is now being treated the same way as Diet Coke?
Yeah, it's becoming a health risk, apparently.
What impact is that going to have on you?
Well, hopefully a lot of our customers and consumers are far smarter than the people that make this regulation. But it's concerning because it starts a process. You're never quite sure where this all ends.
Do you add any preservatives or sugar to your orange juice?
None whatsoever. We serve up healthy, pulpy orange juice. Yeah, and remember only a week ago, the BBC in London were advising people to drink more juice to improve their immunities. It's just confusing. It's going to confuse our customers.
So you run Grove Juice, which is available in most supermarkets, and your juice contains roughly 2 oranges. There are no added preservatives or added sugar, but you'll be treated the same way as Diet Coke.
Yeah, it's about 2 pulpy oranges to a glass of juice. And you sit at the breakfast table and you look at a glass of pulpy orange juice and you look at a glass of water and you say, what could probably do best for me for the day, the start of the day? And most of our customers drink orange juice.
So some juices have about 40 grams of sugar per bottle, but they'll be treated the same way as you.
That's right. It's a flawed process. I think most people realise that. Yeah, it's good for you. Orange juice is good for you. Everyone knows that. It saves thousands of lives over the centuries.
They seem to be only focusing on sugar. Are they considering the vitamin C and other benefits?
No, not so ever. It's they're not counting vitamin C, fiber, potassium, the folates. None of that comes into play. It's a sugar tax. That's purely what it is, a sugar tax.
If you have this bad PR where all of a sudden you've got people saying, oh, no, orange juice, that's just exactly the same as Diet Coke, well, that's going to impact your bottom line. It's going to impact jobs.
Well, maybe it will over time, but I'm hopeful that our customers, as I said, are smarter than the people that made the laws. It's a stupid tax. We've got all these over-centre left, people, the elites, that make these laws. They're against mining. They're against value-adding to, industry, food industry. It's crazy.
We appreciate your time, and I want to put this over to people right now because you haven't had a big chance to talk about it. 131-873. Dick, we'll talk to you again soon and keep up the fight.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's from Moree in New South Wales.
We just produce a good, healthy orange juice.
Good on you. Thank you so much. From Moree in New South Wales, there's the veteran juice farmer, Dick Estens. Surely, orange juice that contains 100% juice should remain 5-star rated.